story written by Moore and Mortarel in the book The Song of El Coqui and Other Tales of Puerto Rico. The tale is about a stowaway hen moved from her home and everything she experiences since leaving Africa.
Slaves who worked the sugarcane fields in Ghana traveled that same journey from Africa and brought many of their traditions with them to Puerto Rico. For they came from different areas of Ghana, these slaves could not communicate with each other easily. 1,800 plantation slaves cultivated a genre and dance and named it bomba.
La bomba allowed the slaves to escape from their problems temporarily. Bomba was practiced in different regions of the island where the slaves migrated to. In each region, the slaves changed the bomba music, twisting the music in their own ways.
A female voice, also known as the lina, usually starts off a bomba with a phrase that sounds like a primitive call. The chorus responds to this call, and the call and response pattern continues. The bomba usually has an African-based call-response structure. Here is an example of call and response in a bomba.
The singers use African words and phrases and improvise in response to the drumming. The lyrics are usually about events revolving around the community. Dancers are necessary for bomba. Dancers creating a dialogue with their movements that the solo drummer answers in a call and response pattern with the lead singer and the chorus. The dance and song lyrics sometimes mimic farm animals.
The vocals rely on the melody and harmony is not used. It has a dynamic similar to the son jarocho, a music style of Mexican son from Veracruz. The dancers perform in a circle in front of the drummers, but eventually a single dancer approaches the subidor drummer and makes staccato rhythmic gestures called piquetes that the subidor drummer attempts to copy in his drumming.
The drummer follows the dancer instead of the dancer following the drummer.
The subidor replicating the movements of the dancer is called repique. The piquetes of the female dancer may consist of dramatic gestures made by shaking and gesturing with the hem of a white skirt, while the male dancer piquetes may come from gestures made with the arms, torso, or legs.
Bomba usually consists of three instruments, two or more drums, a cua and one maraca. There are two types of bomba drums, a bulidor and subidor, also known as the primo. The bulidor, the larger drum, has a low bass tone and keeps a constant rhythm throughout the dance. The subidor, the smaller drum, has a higher pitch and is used for the rhythms that are emerged in response to the dancers' movements. In traditional ensembles, you can have as many bulidors as you want, but there can only be one subidor. The drums are tuned by tightening the drum head using ropes or screws. The bomba drums have a deep, full sound.
The single maraca was originally made from the hollowed shell or gourd of an evergreen tree found in Puerto Rico. A piece wood is inserted into the maraca and becomes the handle. Large numbers of small dried perona seeds were put inside the maraca, which produces a distinctive sound. The cua consists of two large bamboo poles that are played with sticks. Wooden sticks are also used for the higher pitched sounds. Percussion is a significant part of the bomba.
The percussion instruments provide the 2-4, 4-4, or the 6-8 rhythms. There are different styles of bomba. They have different types of rhythms. There are three basic rhythms, sika, yuba, and holandés. Sika rhythm has a slower tempo, sensuous. Yuba rhythm is faster and upbeat. Holandés, used at the end of bomba, syncopated rhythms. They're repetitive and follow an ostinato-based rhythm. Bomba music has influences from the French, Caribbean, African, and Spanish cultures. It is the African essence of Puerto Rico.